Hey everyone, welcome back to the EJ. This is our last episode of 2022. We are so excited to take a look back and reflect on the year and learn from things and grow and get ready to launch into a brand new year, 2023. So we'll get started and thanks for joining us. We look forward to this next year.
Okay, everybody, welcome back to the EJ. It's been a minute since we've talked to you. It's pretty much Brandon's fault, I would say.
All right.
We are sitting here talking about 2023, our EJ plans, and realize that we have sucked the last couple months. And while we have a million excuses of why that is, we've been fucking busy, man. And that's not the excuse or justification of it. It's why we haven't been on the EJ. So we're dedicated to come back a little stronger, a little more frequent than ever with better topics, better guests. And nothing's changed on our vision, but man, we just are coming up for air a little bit after we have been crushing it in business here at our office here at 100%. But anyway, so that's our apology to you. That's our promise to you. And that's our game plan going forward. But it also leads into a really, first of all, hello, Chelsea.
Hello. I'm good. How are you?
Brandon, do I need to introduce myself? It's like we're like a new team in the podcast. But it's been a while. I thought it was September. It was November. So I was worse in my head than it really was. But still, that's not good. So, but what that led us to is, you know, 2023 is coming. We've done goal podcasts. You've probably listened to 50 other goal podcasts. We're behind it. We believe in it. Get that shit dialed in. It's important to know where you're going. That being said, today is based upon looking back. For us, it was looking back at why the hell couldn't we be as consistent as we wanted to as an EJ team, right? So for you, it's any variety of reasons. Why didn't you lose the weight you wanted to? Why didn't you save the money that you wanted to? Why didn't you open the business or grow the business or hire or whatever your goal was in 2022? Let's talk about the shit today that you never made happen and what to do with that. I think you look, was it important in the first place? Did my goals change? Did I suck and I got lazy and I just didn't get it done? Why didn't things happen? Because it was important to you 12 months ago and now it's not. And if you're okay with that, it's great. It was just a shitty goal and move on. But if you're like, yeah, I really wanted to do that. I really did want to be in the best shape of my life. And instead I got in worse shape. Well, why the fuck did that happen? So let's take a look at what's going on. That's the topic of today. I want our leaders here, Chelsea and Brandon, to lead us through how to not miss your goals that you set for 2023.
I'll go first. I'll put one out there because I want to say it on here because then it'll help me more for 2023.
All right.
So I did not hit my number of workouts goal from last year. I think a lot like other times with other people, I started out great. It's fresh year, do a cleanse, get the body feeling good. I don't think I had a number in mind. I had the plan in mind. I had the place, I had the gym, I had the time, but I don't think I had like an activity to drive me towards that for fitness. It was just like, I was supposed to hit a certain number of workouts per day. You and I talked about this. Mm-hmm. But there wasn't really any purpose to it. In the past, I've done Tough Mudders. We've done certain things like that where you're getting ready for it, but I didn't have any purpose to that number. So it was easy for me to not stay consistent, not stay disciplined. And certainly by the last 3 months of the year dropped off. So for me on that one, particularly, I have to set a better like end goal to it, not just a number of workouts, but for what purpose. So
why do you want to work out that many times? Why do you want to get 250 workouts in or 150 or whatever?
I thought that number would help give me consistency of what I needed to do every week or every month. I got to put some number around it, which I still think is true to get there. But then what? So what if I hit 150, like in the first 150 days, I just quit the rest of the year. There wasn't really an end goal for me. So I think it was a bad goal that I set. Not a bad goal, but I didn't calculate it right. I didn't have a purpose to it. It was just a number on paper and it faltered easy.
So what's your goal in 2023? How many workouts?
I'm going to leave the number there, but I have to have something different around a event that I'm going to go to or something I'm going to try to train for or something along those lines. And I haven't said it. I don't know that one. I'm saying it right now.
Like you feel like if you sign up for like a 10K or something like that, that's going to help motivate you to do that. Like having
I hate 10K, so that's not happening. I think so. There has to be something around that. Otherwise, I'm just like setting a number.
But why? Why not just to look good, be in shape, be your best?
Feel good.
I need to run a 5 fucking K.
I didn't say that. You guys said that on 5K, but I think I guess it wouldn't be a 5K. Like a Tough Mudder or something. I think those are something that I would do. I wouldn't do a 5K because I think running sucks.
Maybe the Leadville 100 you should do.
That's, again, just running. I'm not going to do that. I don't know. Maybe you guys are giving me advice on it. I'm not doing a freaking 10K, I'll tell you.
Okay, so what's your workout number? I don't know what it is.
150 is my number.
So 150 workouts. Okay, so so incredibly doable.
Yep.
Right? And so I think... You know, I think your why, yeah, like your why is not there.
Yeah.
So I think you need to modify that. Would be my just my advice, I guess, from a guy sitting here having his own struggles. But I mean, it's you know, I think that like it's kind of like, well, I wanted this. So I mean, here's the thing: like when you're out of like competitive athletics, like there's not really a massive event
that you know. That I think that's probably my fault, and I've talked about this with my wife Rebecca of like what I did train at such a high level for so many years of wrestling, and then like. I'll never go back to that training again. All right.
You gotta sign up for like rec volleyball, like I do, and then I have to stay in shape. Just kidding.
Or just to take your shirt off and feel fucking good about it, right? Or look the best for Rebecca, or you know, you feel the best when you come in the office every day. And in the world of healthcare, you set the tone for your patients and the people that follow you. So I think that you know,
I think they do have old man wrestling tournaments. I could sign up for one of those, but then I would
do it.
All right, Chelsea, what did you miss last year and how you fixed it?
Well, I don't really have like a super specific thing that I missed. I know there's definitely a few things like the number of books I was going to read and the gym, but the thing that's frustrating for me is that like little things like this that can derail your goal, like getting hurt, you know, like I was doing pretty consistent like workouts. But then I got hurt and I couldn't work out. Like I broke a rib. So I was out for like a month and couldn't breathe. And then I got sick. And so it's like things that are out of your control, but you just can't let yourself go like off the rails during that time. You kind of have to do what you can, go for walks, things like that. But also just like we talked about with our EJ performance or lack thereof. I think when you like, I don't know, when you can't be consistent, when there are things that come up over less important things like recording a podcast or reading some of your book, like you have to be really disciplined about it. And like Brandon was saying earlier, like you have to make it a priority, even though it's not on the top of your list. You have that goal. And so you just have to remind yourself that, you know, that goal needs to stay. And I know sometimes we can't, you know, record our podcast on Monday. So then we push it to Tuesday or Wednesday. And so as long as we're like following up and doing that, I think that's a good way to keep yourself on track. And I think little check-in points. So instead of us waiting till the end of the year, and I know we did a check-in like halfway through the year, but maybe quarterly, we're like, okay, where are we at on our podcast goal? Just as an example, or where am I at like on my workout goals? Am I, you know, break it down so that you're looking at smaller pieces of the pie to check in with your own goals is what I'm going to do this year, next year, 2020.
Yeah, no, I like it. I think the accountability is always huge. I think that, I mean, shit's always going to happen, right? So, I mean, it's no matter how hard we have this, like there's going to be something that pulls one of us away on a Monday, like no matter what it is, right? I mean, you go to a wedding or a funeral, who knows what reason you're out of town, right? And so things like that happen and you're going to get sick. You're going to break a rib. There's all kinds of shit that happens. I think for me, I actually nailed my workout goal. Like, and I've done it a couple years in a row. I 250 workouts a year or so. So I hit that no problem. I built a gym at my house to make sure I hit that. My thing is it justifies me eating less optimally than I should. And so that's my thing now is just maintain my workout regimen and to get the most out of it, just eat a little better. And I don't eat shitty, but I mean, I have a metabolism of like a sloth. And so it doesn't move. So if I want to reach a high level of fitness, I just have to eat a lot less than people, you know, whether I fast all day or, you know, a macro count or whatever that is. So I'm still kind of figuring out what I need to do to take it to the next level. But, you know, I think, and actually my son and I, Ty, had this conversation of the day, and he's already come to this realization. Like, he's like, I think he said something to the effect of, I used to work out just to like be in shape and look good and stuff like that. But he's like, now I just feel better. Like I'm a better person, I'm a better student. I'm feel better about myself. You know, it's amazing what 30 minutes of activity can do. to me, and I talked to Vanessa about this, like it's the weirdest thing that you've never once worked out and regretted you worked out. Not once in your life. Every time you're happy and proud, like I'm so, you want to talk about it and all of that. Yet, like, you don't want to do it the next day. Like, it's the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
Of why isn't that addictive? You know,
and it but does. Then there's other things too, where you like go out, drink too much, you feel like shit, but then you want to go out again. Like, yes. why aren't those flip-flops?
Yeah, right. It's like, yeah. Can you imagine if you just, oh,
God. I'm never drinking again, at least not till tomorrow.
At least not till this Bloody Mary at brunch.
I know. So, you know, so it is what it is. But I think that, I mean, yeah. Looking back and realizing I just wasn't important enough to me. That's really what it comes down to.
Yep.
Right. So just for whatever reason, my why wasn't that strong. You know, an EJ podcast, our why wasn't that strong. So it got bumped all the time. And working out got bumped all the time. So, you know, if you didn't save money and that was your goal, it really wasn't that important to you. Now you may say, no bullshit, it was, but I lost my job. Great. Shit like that happens. So I mean, adapt to it. I get it. Sometimes it was important and it just didn't work. So I think you take a close look at it. But I think as you look back in the year rear view mirror and you have goals that you either really never even got started on or you know, really you could tell they weren't that important. Part of that problem is I think some people write goals late in the year and it's just that was what was important to them at that moment. If you write them for 3 months, it gives you more of a snapshot of, hey, that's really what's important to me. Mm-hmm. And focus on that. So, you know, I think take a realistic look at what your goals are right now and don't do just like you feel chubby. So you want to lose weight now. Right. But if you feel lean after 2 weeks, is that still going to be that powerful of an emotion to attract you to that? And, you know, I think that only you know that, but you have to take a close look at why shit didn't happen and then reassess how to do that in such a way where plug into the why, it makes sense. Okay, I forgot. Or, you know what, that's not that big of a deal to me. It's just like a little thing I'd like to accomplish, but don't set it as one of your main goals because it confuses your mind and wastes your time of like why you didn't achieve that.
I want to be better this year. Here's another one. I'm okay at it. I just want to be better at it. I'm actually reviewing it. There's a reason I write it down. There's a reason we talk about writing it down, but actually getting back into my journal more regularly versus like even 6 months in or the halfway point, like almost weekly, just be like, okay, I'm just reminding myself what we're doing towards working towards that, whatever goal I have.
Yeah.
I don't do that very well. I
think the year that I hit the most of my goals, Brandon, was the year that I actually put it on like it was like a little school project. Not everybody has to do this. It can be something on your computer, but I made like the poster board and I did
collage.
Well, I did like all the different versions of my goal, like health, business, personal, you know, whatever. And I wrote them down. And so I got to like actually check stuff off and I got to like make a list of which books like were on my like wish list of reading. And just, it was a lot more like interactive and it was in my closet, like my walk-in closet. So I saw it every day, you know, unless I pushed my clothes in front of it. I'm just kidding.
I saw it every day. My five-year-old, well, actually all the kids, but Harper especially, on her calendar every night, she just puts an X through the day when it's done. For no reason. She just likes to check her calendar.
Right.
She hadn't done it through the holidays. She's like, Dad, we got to catch up my calendar. So we're just checking the day. I'm like, she does this every single night, literally. I should be able to check something. She's just marking an X, but if she can do it, I can do it. So
I put shit on my journal that day that I already did just so I can put across an X next.
That's what I was going to say is it feels so good to cross stuff off for some people. Not everybody is like that, but for me, yeah, when I'm making my list, if there is stuff I already did, I'm like, well, I'm just going to check it off just so I can feel a little bit more accomplished and to know like that it was on my list and remember that I did do it already. But I think visual for some people is good. And, or maybe like if it's a savings, you know, doing like the little like school fundraiser thing where you fill up your savings account each time you put $1,000 in the bank or whatever you're doing, whatever you're working towards, it just shows you progress and makes you feel like you're working closer towards that goal.
We've done it. We did it in practice. We practiced for years, Jason, you and I, and I still do it. It's just kind of like that pre-shift for me before my day. We used to do it with my team when I was in practice. Now I just more or less do it myself to write all that stuff out. Like not a to-do list, but kind of like, what am I going to focus on today? Different meetings, different emails, different calls. And then, I'm with you guys. I like to check it all off, but I have a little mini pre-shift with myself in the morning just to set my mind on where I'm headed. So I think you guys do something similar, it sounds like. But
yeah, I mean, I think it's important to organize and know that stuff and you know, prioritize. And it's kind of it's your mind on the page. So it's kind of like crossing shit off and changing stuff and modifying and move this to tomorrow, but next week's comes back. Like it's just, it's kind of a, business is transitional. Business is adaptation. And so when you're able to adapt your life, like you said, when you got hurt, I had the same thing. I hurt both shoulders randomly. Like I could barely fucking lift anything. And like weightlifting was done. You know, I couldn't do that. I couldn't swing a golf club. I couldn't do anything. It was super frustrating. I really hit the Peloton bike. Mm-hmm. Honestly, got a little bit of addicted to it. And I just like, I love it. And now today, that's still what I do. So I think you just adapt. Like there's usually something. Now, if you're sick as a dog, we all go through that week or something that you just feel like shit. I mean, yeah, it's not time to find a different workout thing. Just that's your cleanse, right? We laughed about it when you just went through that, Chels, of like,
yeah,
it's a 5-day cleanse. Like treat it as like, that's the good news of it. So now move on when you get done. And it's, you know, it's okay. Like you just accept it and your immune system's stronger because of it. So I think you just find the silver lining, which is kind of cliche, but I mean, there's always something usually you can figure out. My thing where I just got back from our place in Telluride, and I suck at when I'm gone. Like even when I leave, I'm like, you know what? Just continue to do your sit-ups, your push-ups. Just like, even if it's 10 minutes a day, you'll feel great. I never do it for whatever reason. And I triple my food consumption usually when we're out. Cause it's like, you know, every restaurant is like appetizer and wine before and wine after.
And well, and you eat out like 3 times at least 2 times a day. And normally you probably eat out like twice a week.
So it's like, that's what I need to get better at. Cause the rest of my future of my life is me traveling. It's me living here. It's living in Telluride. It's living in Cabo. It's traveling all the time. And so if I spend, I don't know, 20 weeks a year on the road having fun, I don't want to feel like shit for 20 weeks. I don't want to spend the other 32 weeks making up for those 20. So I've got to figure out a way. And like, for me, I'm going to drink wine and I'm going to go out to a good restaurant. So that's a non-negotiable to me. Now come to grips with that. Like, I'm not going to go on a trip and be on a cleanse. My life is too short. My days are too numbered for that. So therefore, I need to figure out something to do for an hour, half hour on the road that just makes me feel great. I have some places I haven't dialed in. Cabo, there's a great gym there. So I bust it out. I do great. Telluride, I suck. I didn't do anything. Right. And so it's just like, for me, that's one of my.
You probably went skiing and snowboarding if you could just do that every day when you're there.
Yeah, we did. But honestly, I don't feel like that's the same. I mean, that's like when we play golf. I try to justify that all the time. But like, oh, we played 18 holes and I got 4,000 steps in, or, you know, it's like, yeah,
at 107 swings.
I feel like skiing and snowboarding is a lot more cardio than golf though. I mean, you're walking in golf, but I don't know.
We drive to our ball.
Yeah. So the swinging is the most cardio you're getting. I mean,
you walk to the cart though.
I mean, if you look at your tracker, when you're skiing and snowboarding, it's pretty, like if you're skiing all day, that's a pretty active day. Like I've watched mine before and it's a lot.
It is active, and so is golf is active. And so is bowling and fucking pickleball and all this stuff, but it's not the same as just like for 30, 40 minutes, you're crushing it. Now I agree. Find something that you enjoy to do that you're burning calories. That's way better than a treadmill, right? Because you don't recognize that you're doing it, but I just don't feel like I get a massive workout on the golf course. I do feel like, hey, I was active. I got some vitamin D. I was outside. Like it feels good.
But this what you're talking about is where you have to stay more disciplined versus just be in your routine. And, you know, like you, it's easy for you to have a routine when you're home or in the normal flow of things, but when you're not is where you struggle. And which is the same case with a lot of people. They're fine when everything's going good, like in their business or in their life. But then when something comes in, it like derails them from their goals and from their routine and everything.
Chelsea dialing this shit into like the most powerful analogy of the year.
I just sat back and listened.
God, I was taking notes in my head. I'm gonna watch that back and listen to that. But no, it's totally true. It's completely true that it's like we say all the time, like how you respond to challenges is going to be if you're worth the shit in business. And so how you respond to times that aren't in routine are going to be, can you just get in shape? You know, and how you respond to adversity in business is how you're going to make it. So, you know, I think it's a great tie-in and it's so true. And we've been talking a lot about fitness and probably everybody's thinking about fitness right now too, because this time of year, we always do that. But yeah, put in anything in there. Because I was just about to say before you said that, we had the conversation of like, I've been home for 3 days now. Sure shit, three great workouts, feeling great, you know, and I'm just like, I love routine. Learn to love your routine. Learn to love where you are. Like, I love coming to work. I love working out. I love all that stuff. But in order to love not in routine and really appreciate vacations, then make sure that you don't lose everything that you did. Maybe less, maybe not quite as much, but at the same time, don't go unravel everything that you did. Don't go spend everything that you saved just on that vacation. So I think that good lessons. Yeah. What else that's not fitness? Anything you guys just spend good time with the kids? That was a goal of both yours, if I remember right, last year of spending family time.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that one I felt fine about. We made some changes even like at our house, like different areas, rooms that we literally set aside to make like play areas, our backyard, we put in turf, you know, so just changes we had to make there that like we couldn't not spend time with the kids. That's just where everyone's at. So yeah, it was good. That was easy.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it's all about. I think I've never had an issue with that. I think that's kind of our priority, is always just like hanging out. You know, I think that a lot of my goals are more wants. I think I have a lot of like superficial bullshit that honestly, if I got it or not, if I'm being honest, it's not a deal breaker. You know, I really want a house in Cabo now. That's like my I'm focused on it. I really want it. If I never get it, probably my life is still fantastic and I'm okay with it. But you know, I'm starting to materialize that. I've looked at houses there. I'm looking all the time. So it's like, I find that Vanessa and I can make shit happen once we're like, that's something we really want to do. Our why behind that, which I'll tell you, so how we got the Telluride place. But it's like, you start to realize like, I need to attract my kids back into my life as they move on and get older. And you guys will see this soon. Like, they're off to college and they have girlfriends and, you know, and boyfriends and all kinds of stuff. And so your life becomes now bribing those kids to come back and hang out, and the grandkids come back. So, you know, we want to buy cool shit that we can bring them back all the time, have amazing times down there at Christmas and New Year's and Thanksgiving and all kinds of stuff. So, I mean, that's kind of the phase that Vanessa and I are in right now, is acquiring cool shit. And not only just for us, honestly, the reason behind it is so we can, yes, enjoy it, but to have something lifelong that's kind of a plan that we can spend with our family and enjoy that time as they grow older.
It's also cool that like you're creating a new chapter with your kids, having these experiences as they're becoming adults, you know, or are adults, you know. I think that when you said that, I was thinking about like me coming home since I got out of college to just like what that looked like. Now it's totally different. Now that I have kids, it's more, it moves from bribing the kids to the grandkids. Right. And then I have to be the transportation. So,
yeah.
But yeah, it's kind of funny. There's just different chapters of quality time with family.
It's so fun. I mean, there's nothing, it's such a blast to hang out with your kids and have a glass of wine with your kids and play golf. You know, it's just like, it's fun. Like, I mean, just so that's coming down the pipeline for you guys. And then everyone's like, oh my God, are you devastated when they move out? Like, no, honestly, no, you're just always ready for the next phase.
Like, it's just a new season. Yeah.
You're not ready for a toddler when you have a newborn, right? So, I mean, you wouldn't know what to do. The kid would probably not make it because you're not ready yet. But as kind of the universe prepared you for that, by the time they're two, you're kind of ready for it. By the time they're a teenager, okay, now you're ready for it.
I'm not ready for teenagers.
No, but it's coming.
I'm getting it.
It's coming. And so that's your world right now. And so by the time they're 26 and in grad school and 24, I guess, you're ready for it. So I think I think I'm in a good place where I enjoy every step of what's coming my way. And I think I've done a good job of setting my life up where like I enjoy every aspect of it. Work, travel, relationships, everything. Like, it's in a good place. So what about
one thing that's been,
sorry, go ahead, you have the last point.
Yeah, I was gonna say one thing that's been fun, so I started writing down goals, I think probably like in October when we first talked about it with the whole company, just jotting some stuff down. And like you said, I've gone back and revisited that page a few times and I was like, that's weird, I don't want to do that actually, and then rewrote it in a different way. And I started talking to the kids about like some of their goals for us as a family and just like things they want to do. And so I'm going to include what they say for me and for us and for them, just to kind of see what plays out. But the fact that they're just starting to like kind of think about that and see what they want to do and what they think we should do as a family too is kind of cool.
Yeah. No, I love
it. Yeah.
Kids turn on to that early are good goal setters long-term too.
Well, and honestly, when I was injured and then sick, I was sick and injured at the same time. And then my injury lasted longer, but they were like, when are we going back to the gym, mom? Like, we want to go back, because they go to the kids club and they have a fun time there. And I'm like, as soon as I can breathe and it doesn't shoot in my chest, trust me, I want to go back too. So they like hold me accountable a lot too, which is pretty cool.
What about business wise?
Rebecca, I try to make a commitment to building up our team to start to take, you know, looking at bigger picture stuff, take some of the little mundane things that we maybe think aren't as important, but have to happen off of our plate. So building up the team, partnering with different people. If you're going to expand, and you guys know this, you got to have a good team underneath you. Mm-hmm. So we're focused a lot on that. Actually, some of it already done, and just learning how to train those individuals, get them in the right places to then free us up to continue to grow. So we've made that move.
I'm super excited for our team, as you know, the corporate team for 100% has grown a lot, because I think everybody's going to really be in their lane and be able to really focus. So I'm excited about my new role and just developing that and continuing with sales. I have, you know, we talk about this all the time, but just traction that we're picking up with sales and people talking about our company and the opportunity and everything. So just keeping that rolling, excited about.
Yeah, it's been, I mean, obviously the growth we've experienced has been amazing. And, you know, I mean, our baby, which is 100%, but I mean, I have several other projects that have just also had a killer year. And, you know, it's next to me, it's at learning next level. So it's like, we're hiring people now that didn't come through the company, because all of a sudden we realized, you know what, we need somebody that's at this level, as opposed to spending the next 10 years. So we have our key group, but we can't afford to take someone else and train them for 15 years. You know, we need someone that has their master's in this, or, you know, something like that. So it's a different level. I mean, I think we were so worried about respect and survival and scrappy and keeping this company going. And now, you know, we're at a point where the company's going, like, it's, you know, it's killing it actually. So now it's a matter of like next level. It's no longer small to medium. It's more like medium to big. And who knows what that has in store, but I mean, there's all kinds of moves that we're making as far as team, essentially team big time, but you know, we have team all over the country, and we're offices here and adding in real estate and side gigs and side. So, you know, I think I feel really good with where we're at. I also always feel that same fear that it could go away tomorrow. Right. And so, you know, I show up every day busting my ass. Like, I need to earn it every day, because I know there's some other company below us who's hungrier, to be honest, you know, and I just want to keep that hunger to be number one. And I want to keep that hunger to make sure no one catches us. Not that I don't want the entire profession to thrive. I just want us to be the best in the profession. So, you know, I think you just, again, it's adaptation. To me, it's the most crucial word of whatever your goal is. It's adapting to the environment that you're placed in. And it'll determine if you can survive, or if you're healthy, or if you go away. That's what it's all about. All right. Closing thought.
As we
send off everybody to 2023.
Go ahead. I was thinking.
I want to put discipline and consistency as my two big words, just the stuff we talked about. So there's no reason to not get to the gym, not get to all any of the goals we've already said. So discipline and consistency creates the routine that you guys are mentioning. So it's just getting back to those, reminding of those words. Maybe the collage is a good idea, Charles. Maybe I need to get those two words back up in my bathroom or my closet or wherever, so I can see them. Discipline.
Yeah. I always like craft projects. So have Harper help you. She'll have fun with it.
Yes.
Yeah. I think for me, just like looking back and making sure that things that I failed or made mistakes or things that failed, whether it was my fault or not, just try to learn how I can do it differently and better in order to not like let it completely derail me or take me off track. And stay disciplined, because little things that can derail you, then you're like, before you know it, you haven't been to the gym in 3 months. And you're like, well, I was hurt the first month, but then the second and third month, I just got out of my routine. So,
yeah.
And knowing your why behind it, I think, is super important too. So,
no, I think that's everything. I think for me, closing thought to wrap up 2022 is, you know, again, celebrate like the challenges, because that's really, it's your only opportunity to be number one or be the best in what you do. So, I mean, Anyone can start a business. Anyone can start a relationship. Anyone can start a workout kick. It's what the people that thrive are the ones that know how to handle when shit gets hard, you know? And so overcoming an injury, overcoming sickness, overcoming a death in the family, overcoming an employee quitting, overcoming a bad month, over like all of that stuff. So there's so many different business people that can jump in and be like, hey, here I am. You know, during the honeymoon period, it's all shits and grins. We've had so many people that like, I'm going to crush your business. And then, you know, they on social media that you see them and they're cutting ribbons and it's all exciting. And then, you know, only to see they close their door 6 months later. And it's because they don't have what it takes to make it. And so everyone can cut that ribbon on day one. Everyone can go to the gym that first week and drop 7 pounds and kick ass. It's who can continue to do that when times get tough. And your ability to do that is really what shows that you are going to be doing something that other people never do. And so relish that fucking opportunity and go get it. So, all right, guys, as promised, 2023, we're coming at you. We got a schedule of special guests that I think are going to be impactful to your life and your business. And we're committed to that. We're committed to more podcasts as well. You know, we'd like to get to at least a couple a month, including the guests. So that's our goal. Hold us accountable. Make sure you let us know your questions. Let us know your topics and let us know what you want to cover. But 2023, massive opportunity. It is a year of people going to be in trouble financially. There's all kinds of shit going on with debt and the market and all kinds of stuff. And it's going to be a tough ass time for people. And the good news is, like we just said, that is the biggest opportunity to make yourself where you need to be. Every million billionaire, right, is made during shit times. Everyone's foreclosing on their house. Rich people are buying those houses, right? They'll sell them 10 years later. So it's like, realize what's about to happen. Cash is king. Free up some cash as you can and get ready to take advantage of every opportunity that comes your way, because shit is coming and it's coming fast. And how you handle that's going to dictate how your 2025, 26, 27 go. So anyway, appreciate all of you guys. I hope you had an amazing 2022. Grateful for having you guys as listeners, and can't wait to share 2023 with you and all of that obstacles and rewards that come along with it. So peace out. Thanks. Have a wonderful new year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.